This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I think you're headed for a breakdown. So be careful not to show.
Back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology, assistant professor at SLU. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. When you call in, please tell them I sent you. Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. Just caught part of your Soprano discussion. Have you watched Boardwalk Empire? Really strong. You know what? We started a new series last night. Monique is not completely on board. It looks fascinating. I watched the first episode. She fell asleep. Bosch, have you seen it? Netflix?
I have not. I just started Deadwood, which I'm a little far behind on, but kind of like the old style Western themed. It has a lot of gory killings, great acting. So I'm on Deadwood currently.
Bosch has a 94, 96 from Rotten Tomatoes, and it's about a really smart detective who is accused of killing someone, but he's also trying to run down the killer of a 13 or 14-year-old kid. So it looks really good. All right, Reed Lowe in just a moment. I'm going to have to get out a little bit early to get to the rink. The Blues are doing some interviews at 11:30. And I think Brian and Jim Huer are going to take over the program then. And let's welcome to the program right now Reed Lowe. Reed, thanks for being a part of the program. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to be with you, Frank.
All right, so when you turn off the TV last night, yesterday afternoon, after Game 5, your first thought was what?
I went on my iTunes immediately and played Gloria for everybody that was hanging out at my house.
Very nice. How many did you have over there?
I think there was, all throughout the day, there was maybe 15, 20 people that kind of stopped in and stopped out. And I did it for the last Sunday afternoon road game, and we won, so I figured, heck, why not do it again?
Oh, that's awesome. What does it mean to an ex-player and a guy, a part of the St. Louis community and a part of the St. Louis Blues history, to see your organization just a game away?
It's pretty special, and they're doing it in the right style and fashion as well. They are just absolutely firing on all cylinders, playing great team hockey and doing all of the little things right that make a team successful and make a team a championship team. And you really can't look at anybody and say that they're not doing what they need to do to be a part of this team. It's pretty impressive to watch.
You know, I know the Sharks did it in Vegas, won a game 6 and then a game 7, but this Sharks team that's coming here Tuesday night may be without Erik Karlsson, and you wonder about the health of Tomas Hertl and Joel Pavelski.
Yeah, you definitely got to wonder about the health of Pavelski. This is now the second time in 2 weeks where he's been out with and hasn't returned to a game due to a concussion. I don't think either of those hits were dirty. They're just tough hits, playoff hockey, and you got to be ready. And I think the St. Louis Blues are physical enough, and they're playing the right game where they're going to take care of their business. They know that. It's not going to be an effort where they just go and throw their sticks on the ice and think they're going to win. There's still a lot of depth on this hockey team in San Jose, and these guys are they're respectful of their opponent, and I think that they're going to come out and play the type of game that they need to play. And when you take a look at how they've dominated at different points of both the last two series, there's ebbs and flows and momentum changes, and you know, both the Dallas Stars and San Jose Sharks have had their moments against the St. Louis Blues where they looked very good, and they are very good hockey teams, but when you look at the kind of domination in a second period and a third period like they did last night, shots 20-6, you look back in game 7 of the Dallas series where the shots are 37-3 after the second and third period, just in those two periods, that's just an utter domination, and that's just shift in, shift out. And I'll tell you what, there's the team in the NHL, Boston Bruins, Carolina Hurricanes, any of the final four teams that have the depth and four lines that can they can just absolutely trill out against anybody. There's nobody that Craig Berube scared to put out against the other team's top line. And to be able to have that in your weaponry is pretty staggering for anybody trying to beat the Blues right now.
How about the shift in the series since the hand pass and the way the Blues handled it?
Well, again, it's that little chink in the armor that they've been dealing with for the last 4.5-5 months. They just don't let the little things that they can't control get them down and take their mindset off of the prize. And they've got a special thing going, and they believe. And these guys believe they're going to win the Cup. And when you get a belief that's that deep, typically it comes true. But they've still got to win one more game, and then they've got to play a real tough Boston team if they're fortunate enough to get into the Stanley Cup Finals. But if you take a look at the way they're playing right now, these guys just believe in themselves. They believe in what they're doing, and they're showing it every single night.
I think that with the way Jones finished out the preceding series before this one, everybody thought, well, you got two hot goaltenders. But the matchup in goal is no longer even. The Blues clearly have a better goaltender, and the little dents in Jones's armor that were prevalent throughout the regular season and then in the beginning of these playoffs are kind of evident right now.
I think Jones is a good goaltender, but if you were to ask me at the beginning of this series, if you had put a draw between the goaltenders, I'd have said absolutely not. I thought that the Blues have just got more depth on forward. I thought that but yet I think some of the top end skill is playing better for San Jose, and I would put the same with the defense. They've got better top end skill, but the depth, the 3, 4, 5, 6 defensemen for the Blues are just that much better than San Jose, and I just think that there isn't a goaltender in the league that's playing as good as Jordan Binnington has throughout the last 4.5 months. And with that level of consistency, Tuukka Rask obviously had a great series against Carolina. But when you take a look at what Binnington's rolled together here since he came on the scene in January, there's nobody that's playing like he is. So, and he's just he's just a 25-year-old kid that's just not nervous.
And it's tough to really choose a most valuable line in this series. You could make a case for all four of them.
You can make a case for all four of them. You sure can. And, man, what a great effort by the O'Reilly, Tarasenko, Blade line last night. You know, they're not getting rewarded on the scoreboard, although Tarasenko showed us how dangerous he was last night on that penalty shot. But, those guys are still grinding it out. And I don't know whether O'Reilly's hurt or what. He just doesn't seem to have the same vigor he's had all year long. But, man, I'll tell you what. He's still pumping it out. He's still working hard. He's still doing as much as he can do. And this guy's just been a stalwart for this team all year long. And, you know, so it's good to see those guys get to contribute. Obviously, Steiner's line. You can't say enough about Alex Steen and the role that he's taken on a fourth line. Makes $6 million a year. He's got 600 points in National Hockey League. And for him to say, hey, the best thing for this team right now is for me to go play with these two young guys and take a step back and not be on the power play and take my minutes that I used to play 17, 18, 19 and play 12 or 13 or 14 because that's the best thing for the team. When you have your best player do those types of things or your leaders do those types of sacrifices, it just makes everybody around them that much stronger and feel that much better about what's going on. And so when you take a look at all these forwards, everybody's doing what they need to do. Everybody's very, very, very clear with their role in this team and what they need to do to make this team a successful hockey team. And they've got 20 guys pulling on all cylinders. And, you know, even take a look at a guy like Jake Allen. You know, this is a guy that wanted to be a starting goaltender, and he's understood that this is where it's at. You see smiles on his face. You see him high-fiving his teammates. There's absolutely zero selfishness in the St. Louis Blues games right now, and it's showing.
Is Colton Parayko the best defenseman in this series?
He's played well. He's played really well, and I'll tell you what, you know, I've been as hard on Jay Bouwmeester as anybody has, and I really feel like both of those guys have stepped up their game. And, you know, for me, sometimes in order for you to step up your game, you have to be given an opportunity. And I think that one of the great things that Craig Berube is doing right now and has done with this team is he's given these guys a chance to have a role and given them something to go on and cleared their definition of what he needed for them to do. And what he needed for them to do was for those two guys to play against the other team's best players, and he was going to put them out there against them, and he was going to live or die with them. And those guys have both stepped up to the plate, and they played very, very well. And Colton Parenko's can skate, he can shoot. I like seeing him on the power play. I think that's a great spot for him on that first power play line. It gives Pietrangelo a little bit of a break because he does play so many even strength minutes and a lot of penalty killing minutes as well. So to say he's the best one, you could probably pick one or two of the guys. I think Bertuzzo's had an unbelievable series as well. Edmonton's put back. He's got his game back. The St. Louis Blues defense are letting him have it, that's for sure.
Reed Lowe joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 5-Night of the Fan. The only thing that wasn't great yesterday was the power play. I think it was 1-for-8. But because they won and they've been winning the last two games since they made that move, do you think they trot out the same power play?
I think so. And they've already made a couple tweaks to it. And you're going to ride and you're going to live and die with your guys, and you're going to make it happen. It is what it is. The power play hasn't been great, but when you take a look at the fact that they've done a pretty good job of staying out of the box and not taking a bunch of stupid penalties, and how good they play 5-on-5, you're gonna have some things that aren't firing on all cylinders. And the thing about it is at any given point, the St. Louis Blues can dig it deep enough and grab a power play goal if it was something that they really needed. So the fact that you take a look at the stat or a percentage or whatever we may look at now as guys that are trying to dissect the series and say, oh, yeah, that's a weakness. Yeah, sure it is. But these guys are gamers, and I think that the power play, when they need this power play, it'll be there for them.
You've talked about Craig Berube in the past, and he's pushing all the right buttons. I want to get your take on his handling of Vladimir Tarasenko. And I don't know how Ken Hitchcock or Mike Yeo did it, but it seems to me that he's one of the few coaches who's not afraid to really ask for more and to push him and not be afraid to offend him a little bit.
You know, I think the biggest thing that Craig Berube does is just really honest with the guys. He is, he's not scared to just tell them, hey, listen, like at the end of the day, we can have 15 discussions and you can be as defensive as you want to be about whatever it is you think. But this is it. This is the game tape. Here's the proof. What do you want to be? What do you want to be a part of this team? And we need the best of you. And he's done that with all the guys, like I said, with the defense and with the top line. And who is the top line right now? they've got four lines that you could probably put in a top line on any team in at least 75% of the teams in the league. And so I think he's just done a great job of giving everybody a role and defining it to the extreme simplistic nature that you possibly can in a hockey team. Nobody's asking a question. Nobody. I remember watching the Blues early in the season and last year, even over the last 3 or 4 years, we would sit here and talk about how they looked like they didn't really know where they were supposed to go. That's not there anymore, and that's the one thing that Craig Berube's come in and done. He's laid it out. Boys, this is the plan. There's no questions. Everybody knows where they're supposed to be. Everybody knows what we're supposed to do, and all we have to do is take that and outwork the guy next to us, and we're going to be really hard to beat. And that's what's so important about what Craig Berube's done to the team, in my opinion.
You've played with the Blues and then observed them for a long time. Do you think this is the most talented Blues team? I mean, it can't be more talented than the McInnes, Pronger, Hall, Gretzky, Fuhr team. Where do you think this team ranks in terms of talent?
You know, I think this team's got really good talent, but I would say that, in my opinion, Craig Berube and the leaders have come together, and this is the tightest, best team that the St. Louis Blues has ever had. I played on the conference final team in 2000, 2001, where we lost to Pittsburgh, or not Pittsburgh, but Colorado. They went on to win the Stanley Cup. And that was a really solid team with a bunch of guys that really got along and pulled on the same strings as well. And obviously I wasn't around earlier to pass judgment on that, but you just take a look at what this hockey team's doing. They got a legitimate chance of winning the Stanley Cup, and you don't do that without really having each other's back and really putting the egos aside. And I think when we take a look at the way things were going and the way that the players were acting at the beginning of the season, kind of jostling for position and, seeing a little fight in practice and, the things that you heard inside the dressing room about the guys kind of bitching and complaining about ice time and power play and this, that, and the next thing, you don't see that anymore. And Craig Berube's taken all the drama and he squashed it, and he's got these guys to believe in each other. These guys like being around each other. They like playing on the same team together, and they've built that special bond. And I think that when you take a look at that, these guys have a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup. And if they do that, then they've got to be the best Blues team of all time, because it'll be the first team that's ever done it.
And when you think Boston Bruins, what jumps out at you besides their great goaltender?
You know, they got great goaltending. They've got great backside pressure and transition game. And they're obviously extremely dangerous off the rush. Their power play is extraordinary, and they've got guys that are willing to put the battle to the test. And, you know, so are the St. Louis Blues. And, again, I hate to look too far ahead, but I think it would be a great series.
Great stuff. Reed, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll talk throughout the Stanley Cup Finals, hopefully.
All right. Sounds good, Frank.
All right. Reed Lowe joining us. Good instant analysis. Why are all these tough guys like the best talkers? Like Chase and Cam and Reed Lowe. I mean, these guys are great.
Well, they're hardly interviewed, so they have all the great analysis that nobody really knows, because, you know, you go to the Tarasenkos, you go to the Benningtons, and then you wait for the coach to talk. You don't really talk to them guys.
The same theory applies to middle relievers like Brad Thompson and Ricky Horton, guys that we didn't talk to when they played, because the only time you talked to them was if they gave up a 3-1 bomb in the seventh.
Or offensive linemen.
Another one. Yeah. Very good. Deardorff's the best talker of them all. Yep. All right, let's take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, offering deals this month during their spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in May, and you will get quite a deal. $10,000, $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Bottom line is, with McBride, it's not only the deal, it's the quality of the home. They figured it out that people want big closets. People want big master bedrooms. People want big master bathrooms. I'll never forget from Monique for not getting a big master bedroom. It's all about her. She didn't, you know, she got a big closet. I got a closet you could put two sport coats in. I should have bought from McBride & Son a long time ago. I won't make that mistake again. You shouldn't either. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for the details on their Memorial Day sales event. We'll be right back.